Chapter 7. The vault was furnished with considerably more than 6 chairs, as though a larger company had been expected. Hardin noted that thoughtfully and seated himself wearily in a corner just as far from the other 5 as possible. The board members did not seem to object to that arrangement. They spoke among themselves in whispers which fell off into sibilant monosyllables and then into nothing at all. Of them all, only Jord Ferris seemed even reasonably calm. He had produced a watch and was staring at it somberly. Hardin glanced at his own watch and then at the glass cubicle, absolutely empty, that dominated half the room. It was the only unusual feature of the room, for aside from that, there was no indication that somewhere a speck of radium was wasting away toward that precise moment when a tumbler would fall, a connection be made, and the lights went dim. They didn't go out, but merely yellowed and sank with a suddenness that made Hardin jump. He had lifted his eyes to the ceiling lights in startled fashion, and when he brought them down, the glass cubicle was no longer empty. A figure occupied it. A figure in a wheelchair. It said nothing for a few moments, but it closed the book upon its lap and fingered it idly. And then it smiled, and the face seemed all alive. It said, "I am Harry Selden." The voice was old and soft. Hardin almost rose to acknowledge the introduction and stopped himself in the act. The voice continued conversationally. "As you see, I am confined to this chair and cannot rise to greet you. Your grandparents left for Terminus a few months back in my time, and since then I have suffered a rather inconvenient paralysis. I can't see you, you know, so I can't greet you properly. I don't even know how many of you there are, so all this must be conducted informally. If any of you are standing, please sit down. And if you care to smoke, I wouldn't mind." There was a light chuckle. "Why should I? I'm not really here." Hardin fumbled for a cigar almost automatically, but thought better of it. Harry Selden put away his book, as if laying it upon a desk at his side, and when his fingers let go, it disappeared. He said, "It is 50 years now since this foundation was established. 50 years in which the members of the foundation have been ignorant of what it was they were working toward. It was necessary that they be ignorant, but now the necessity is gone. The Encyclopedia Foundation, to begin with, is a fraud, and always has been."